part of Russia's campaign in Eastern Europe and the Baltics and Ukraine has been to produce disinformation. They're spending a lot of money on RT television and lots of other ways to get their message out into parts of Eastern Europe. Can you talk a little bit more about what we're doing to respond to that propaganda?
Thanks, Senator. Well, as you know, this has been a line of effort that we've been working on very hard with members of the Congress and the Senate since 2014. The total appropriation now, State Department, USAID, BBG, Broadcast Board of Governors, on the U.S. side is about $100 million to counter Russian propaganda. That money, as you know, goes for a number of things, from clean, honest Russian language programming that BBG is now putting out every day, the expansion of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, VOA, to about $88 million that we use in State Department and AID money to support civil society, independent media, journalist training, including outside Russia for those Russian journalists who have fled. We're also doing quite a bit to bolster programming inside Russia to the extent that we can. But this pales in comparison to the $400 million at least that Russia is spending, and frankly to the levels that we spent during the Cold War on these kinds of things, which were over $1 billion a year in the days of old USIA.
And can you talk a little bit about the substance of what we're doing and who we're engaging in working with us on the content?
I will be 30,000 feet, if you'll allow me, to protect those who participate in these programs, many of whom depend on that protection.
Right.
But we conduct training programs at various locations in Europe for journalists who've either fled or who've come out to get training and are planning to go back in. We support a number of Russian language news organizations in the Baltic states and in other periphery countries that are designed either to address Russian-speaking populations in those home countries and counter Russian propaganda or to beam back in. We obviously support Russian language programming in Ukraine, which has some impact also in Russia as well, and then this good portion that goes to BBG and VOA programming, which is U.S. government free news content. We also do quite a bit to pull together efforts of the EU, UK, Baltic states, Central Europeans through consultation, through sharing of programming, et cetera.